This is Wellness Evolved, a podcast by Evolution Hospitality to discuss workplace wellness and mindfulness so that you can lead and live as the best version of yourself. Here is your host, Evo's Chief Wellness Officer, Dr. Romy.
How could we change the world within us and all around us if we looked from a place of compassion? I'm Dr. Romy, your Chief Wellness Officer, and today I welcome you to join me in a loving kindness meditation. The loving kindness meditation, or known as metta bhavana in mindfulness, was created to teach us first self-compassion, with this idea that if we connected to a place of calm and compassion, it would then change our view of the world around us. We then recite the loving kindness meditation for loved ones and then for all of humanity. So for today's meditation, I'm going to ask you to put down your pen and your papers and any digital devices and find a quiet place. You can keep your eyes closed or find a focal point. And then you're going to repeat this meditation with me three times, once for ourselves, to anchor in a place of self-compassion and turn off those places of negative, limiting beliefs or any fear that comes up within all of us. We're going to repeat the loving kindness meditation for someone who we know and care for personally. And then we're going to recite the loving kindness meditation for all of our fellow evolutionaries. So go ahead and join me. Let's start with a few deep cleansing breaths. Inhale. Pause, open up the mouth, and deep exhale out. Inhale, two, three, pause, exhale. Two, three, four. Take a couple more deep cleansing breaths at your own pace. Inhale, pause, exhale. Last deep breath. Inhale. Pause. Exhale. Now bring your breathing back to your normal rate and rhythm. And repeat after me. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be free of physical pain and suffering. May I be free of physical pain and suffering. May I be healthy and strong. May I be healthy and strong. May I be able to live in this world happily, peacefully, joyfully, and with ease. May I be able to live in this world happily, peacefully, joyfully, and with ease. Take another deep breath in, inhale, pause, and deep exhale. And now I want you to bring into your heart someone or some being whom you love. It may be a family member, a child, a dear friend, a pet, someone who you would like to share a thought of compassion with today. And repeat after me. May you be happy. May you be happy. May you be free of physical pain and suffering. May you be free of physical pain and suffering. May you be healthy and strong. May you be healthy and strong. May you be able to live in this world happily, peacefully, joyfully, and with ease. May you be able to live in this world happily, peacefully, joyfully, and with ease. And so it is. Take another deep cleansing breath with me. Inhale, pause, and deep exhale. And now I want you to call into your consciousness our entire team. It may be your team that you work with on a day-to-day basis, or expand your consciousness to think of all of our fellow evolutionaries throughout North America. And let's recite this for all of us. Repeat after me. May we all be happy. May we all be happy. May we all be free of physical pain and suffering. May we all be free of physical pain and suffering. May we all be healthy and strong. May we all be healthy and strong. May we all be able to live in this world happily, peacefully, joyfully, and with ease. May we all be able to live in this world happily, peacefully, joyfully, and with ease. And so it is. And we take one deep cleansing breath. Pause and exhale. And as you open up your eyes, I welcome you to tap into that place of compassion and take it with you throughout the rest of your day. Thank you for joining me, my fellow evolutionaries. This is Dr. Romy, and we just completed a loving kindness meditation.
Thank you for joining us on Wellness Evolved, a workplace wellness and mindfulness podcast sponsored by Evolution Hospitality. Please visit evolutionhospitality.com/podcast for more wellness resources. At Evo, we believe it's not how we work, it's how we live.